Today is Friday. I don't remember what day.
24th.
We didn't look.
I did look, and I said, but you were too busy crunching M&Ms.
They were delicious, so I brought them in here, and now we're eating them. It's very consciously trying not to crunch into the mic.
We should mention these are our Twitch birthday M&Ms from Cereal Straws.
Thank you, Cereal Straws.
Who
Thank
used
you.
To be our number one fan, but has abandoned us for love.
He has a girlfriend now. Heaven forbid.
In case you're not in the know, Friday is the nonsense day, where we cover nonsense technological news
but first security, which sometimes bleeds into nonsense.
Yeah, it can kind of be
our first story is absolutely nonsense.
It's not, I'm getting tired of these.
Yeah.
It was exciting at first.
It was like, ooh, drama.
Ooh, wow. But now it's just like, oh.
Another
week, three more Intel hacks.
We've got a special coming up on this that I cannot wait to finish that we had to use a green screen for.
We have to do more voiceovers.
But this flaw, it's more speculative execution. It's the same old story, except it affects which cache?
The
level one cache, the best cache.
You know what the fix for this is? Whenever the execution context changes, they flush the level one cache. They flush it.
They
kill everything. That's going to it's going to be real bad for performance.
I think they've got some microcode already and some more on the way out. Intel announced this one. This was not found out by somebody else. So, hey, they might be testing.
Good job,
that's
guys.
Good news, right?
You're doing your job.
You think that processor that's coming out in October is going to have all this stuff fixed?
Oh, sure.
Probably not.
Sure.
Certainly won't be fixed on hardware.
AMD issued a press release in response to this, which was lulls.
that's it, just one word.
And of course, you know, you got ARM waiting in the wings, and it's like, hey, none of this affects us. Look at us.
I am actually supposed to get a Cavium Thunder X2 server system to review. I cannot wait for that. I'm super excited.
Last week we talked about the SIM card hijacking that takes place at the ISP, and there's nothing you can do about it, right? It's a rogue ISP employee. They've got access to the system. They put your SIM card on a different number and or a different account, and you're screwed. Well, how about if that costs you $23 million?
Yeah, this article is exciting because AT&T blatantly did not follow their own security protocol for handling these types of events. Somebody's card was cloned, and the cryptocurrency was stolen as a result.
This was the second time this guy had suffered this kind of hack. So he went to AT&T, and he was like, please, for the love of God, give me like a secondary. You know what? Don't let my SIM change unless I'm physically present and I give you this password. And it happened again.
And they were like, A-okay, sir. And one week later, narrator, they didn't.
So he's suing them for $230 million.
I hope he wins.
He's multiplying it by 10 for, you know, not only just restitution, but punitive, because it's like, hey, look what you did to me. And it was all cryptocurrency. Somebody stole his SIM, used the two-factor to get into his crypto account, and they took everything. So he's got a good case.
I think he's got a good case, yeah.
Excellent case.
It'll be interesting to see how he gets out of it, because AT&T is going to fight it tooth and nail. We'll hear about it in about 10 years.
Now, you know who doesn't have a good case, who actually has a terrible case, is a young man from Australia.
He hacked the Apple servers. Now, this is not iCloud or anything like that. This was an internal Apple system. He downloaded about 90 gigabytes of data, and he put it in a folder on his computer named Hacky Hack Hack.
Maybe he was just a hacky sack enthusiast. You know, we don't know.
Pro criminal tip. Don't name your hack folder Hacky Hack Hack or any permutation of the word hack.
He has not been sentenced yet. As of the time of this recording, I think he's going to be sentenced. Maybe he was sentenced this week, but we don't know what it is yet. But I hope they go easy on him, because 16-year-old obviously got talent. He's too young to really know. I mean, he knew what he was doing, but he probably didn't realize that what he was doing could result in.
It was probably quite as serious as what it was.
Well, they talk about he was apparently a huge fan of Apple.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Well, I mean, this is what Apple's operating system is literally rotting from the inside due to neglect, so it's not really surprising.
This is your brain on macOS.
Hacky, hack, hack. I like to imagine when he typed that folder, he was typing like this. Hacky, hack, hack. Save.
Well, we always have an AWS bucket leak. We always have a Tesla story. We always have a new Intel flaw. We're also getting a lot of add-on and browser extension stories. And this week, no exception, this week it's Mozilla.
And we have 23 Firefox add-ons that was it stomped on users?
Snooped. Wow.
I can't read from here.
You drove here.
Listen, that text is tiny. The road is big. Stomped on users. Oh, that's funny because I actually read this story.
Yeah, so they've got a list of them down here somewhere. There you go. If you're running any of these extensions, go ahead and pause the video. Peruse that list. So what? Half of those was just sniffing your URLs. The other half was installing malware.
500,000 users were affected by this.
It's crazy because it's not a huge list of add-ons out of all the ones that Firefox has.
But look at the names. Well, let me help you. Let me read them to you.
Yeah, because I can't read them.
So it's stuff like pop-up blocker, right? So you search pop-up blocker, and it's just like, I don't know the difference. Let me just get one. And self-destroying cookies. Like, oh.
Sounds good. I need that.
I need security. Let me get this one. So, yeah. You got to be very careful about.
There's also YouTube ad block.
Yeah.
I saw that one on there.
You got to be careful about the plugins that you download. Super, super careful. But Mozilla, in their defense, somebody sent them a message and was like, hey, look what I found. And that guy actually took the time to figure out what it was. Then he searched the entire app store for what it was doing and found the other 22.
Good job. Wow.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And this one is, you know, maybe this actually could have gone into nonsense. Because this is a level of stupidity and incompetence that...
As most security stories are.
But this one really takes the cake. So SuperProf was bought by another company, or maybe it's the other way around. But anyway, they want to do some account... They migrated the accounts. They made one simple trick that ruined their company.
Turns out all the passwords are guessable.
Not only guessable.
Hackers love him.
But so let's say that your name is Barbara. Your password is Super Barbara.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's always super.
All lowercase.
It's always the word super, first name.
Wow.
So you have to know somebody's first name.
Well, to be fair, that's hard to know.
And their email address.
It's the world's largest tutoring network.
This is, apparently there was a lot of musical tutoring. You think Fortnite tutors are on there?
Do you think our friend Brian's on there? Teaching people?
He would never lower himself to teaching. No, he's a superstar. But yeah, they also talked about how this other website had changed their rates and changed their, like, what hours they were willing to tutor. And some of them were like, they're now giving away my first session for free. I don't have that policy. So it's a big problem.
Nice.
You know what else is a problem? Weapons and bombs. And what can we do to stop them?
Wi-Fi?
Anti-weapons.
Wi-Fi. The BBC has got this article on Wi-Fi being used to detect weapons and bombs. And it's really just 2.4 gigahertz being used as a thing to scan stuff.
They've got, it's an interesting, it's like, the tests were running well. They were looking for a brick.
It's a literal brick.
Covered in aluminum foil. Looks
I
like.
Kind of feel like the TSA would find this, don't you?
What is this, sir? Don't open it. Covered in tin foil.
This is not necessarily new technology. I remember a long time ago we were talking about people who were experimenting. Remember where they were tracking your skeleton with Wi-Fi? Through the walls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so of course they can do metal.
That sounds like no context. That sounds ridiculous. They're tracking your skeleton through walls.
Well, you know, if you're sleeping and your skeleton gets up and tries to escape.
It's the second story that's from Total Recall. Like when they're walking through the thing and like they go behind the screen and you can see the skeleton. It's literally that.
Yeah, I think in that case they could only get the joints.
Yeah.
But then the software could draw the skeleton based on the joints. Which was impressive. So, yeah. Just another way they're going to track you at the airport.
Eh. We've got a high-profile leaky bucket to report.
You got to have one every week. This one's pretty bad. Pretty big name.
Yeah, GoDaddy. AWS Air exposed GoDaddy business secrets. But this was apparently GoDaddy and Amazon were trying to make a deal. And so what was deployed in this bucket was a configuration information for 24,000 AWS services for how Amazon might deploy its services to shore up GoDaddy's hosting business.
And it was the salesman that did it. So
didn't follow Amazon policy. So that's how easy it is to get your buckets wrong.
Yeah. You know what I bet about that guy? I bet he doesn't work there anymore. They put him into a small windowless room, and Jeff Bezos walked in and rolled his sleeves up.
We've hired a walrus who loves buckets to replace you. That's a vintage meme. It's an old one.
Oh, that might be a new level one t-shirt.
Have you seen, you've seen that picture of the walrus with the bucket? Yeah. It's a good one.
That's one of those meme references where it's like you have to explain so many levels of memes for the normies to understand it.
There was some famous philosopher that said that society will collapse when communication becomes communicating, like the things that make sense in communication rely on having knowledge of other things, like prior things and events. Like society will basically collapse when everything becomes Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
Have you seen, there was a story about, I think it was in Pittsburgh. The students made a handbook for new teachers so that the new teachers could learn all the ridiculous slang. And it's like, is this the cart and the horse that they're always talking about? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't we be training these children to integrate into the rest of the world where people don't talk like that?
Speaking of technologies that don't integrate into the rest of technological whatevers, let's talk about fax machines.
I know a lot of businesses that still use fax machines, and this is a problem because there is no fix. You have to just upgrade your fax machine. And when's the last time you think the average business updated their fax machine?
So these are not actually the most ancient of fax machines. These are the middle-aged fax machines that are sort of convergent devices.
They should have had more years left, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they plug into a phone line, but they also plug into your corporate network. But it turns out that you can deliver software updates, firmware updates, things like that, via that telephone interface. And that makes these fax machines vulnerable to remote takeover.
Yep, you just overflow that buffer and you're in. And because they're connected to the network, now you have access to the network. So
the proof of concept deployed Eternal Blue for taking over SMB networks from the fax machine, which is like saying that, you know, your Keurig owned your domain controller, which is amazing.
No, and we should just stop using fax machines.
Well, you get those services that do the same thing. I think that's where, but there is no prophylactic that you can put on the phone line, right? Whatever's coming through the phone line is coming. And so you have to upgrade all of your fax machines immediately or you will be affected by this.
A lot of that equipment has been out of warranty. I mean, HP didn't make any bones about saying that some of their older equipment is just not getting updates.
Oh, it's going to suck when you have to buy a new fax machine. 2018.
Some people still use fax machines because of the secure fax protocol, which the rules are different for information security around that versus, say, email.
I had a client recently ask me, like, what's your guys' fax number? I was like, we don't have one. No, let's not know.
Well, let's do a quick roundup of what are they tracking? Well, they're tracking our faces. They're tracking our credit cards. They're tracking our license plates, right? They're tracking our phone locations. They're tracking our online purchases.
The Spotify leak from last week,
they
tracked every time you just touched the service.
Anytime you go to a website, your browsing history, it's all being tracked. But I bet you didn't think about this one.
Banks and retailers are tracking how you type, swipe, and tap. So if you're not running an ad blocker and you know how to bring up the JavaScript console, you really should look at the analytics, the kind of information being captured from analytics. It is exactly this kind of information, but they're also capturing this kind of information in apps as well. And they say that they do this for security and identification purposes to be able to identify the user across devices.
I doubt that. As someone who works in this kind of industry, I think that they're probably doing it so they can better tailor the experience so you buy more stuff.
They're collecting the data, but gosh darn it, nobody knows how to use it.
Yeah, and this, so if you're wondering exactly how this is, it's like, it's down to the angle that you hold the phone.
Yeah.
So if you're like a flat phone holder versus a 45er, you know, or maybe you're like a crazy 35er, you know?
What if you're like an outlier? You're lay on the side on your bed and like it's...
Wow. Well, don't try to do that and log into your bank after you've done one on the toilet because they're going to think you're a totally different person. The cadence of the keys, how quickly you type or swipe or whatever. It's like, what if I break my wrist?
You're a different person. That bank transaction is not going to go through.
Now, they do point out that they used this and they caught somebody. They hacked a bank account. They were trying to transfer $1 million. And They caught them because the password was pasted in, and that had never happened before. It was always...
Not because they were trying to transfer $1 million.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure that was one of the flags, but they knew this guy's tap cadence for logging in on mobile, and this was a paste, and they were like, hang on there. And they actually caught it, and he was like, no, that's not me, and they saved him.
With that level of detail, perhaps they can tell me what the appropriate level of fiber is for my diet.
Well, it's going to cost extra. Would you like some diet tips?
Yeah.
Click unsubscribe.
Now, this one, this is a weird story because there is no, you don't find out any, there's no payoff. Like, it's just.
You read it and it's like, what? Why did I read that?
People on Instagram are getting hacked and no one knows how or why.
That's it. Next story.
PSA if you use Instagram.
Well, there is a little bit more to talk about, and which is Instagram has this weird like password recovery system where I can hack you and change the email address, and then because you don't know the new email address, you can never get back into the account ever. And they won't really help you.
Oops.
So if you really love your Instagram account. And one guy claims he got hit by this even with two-factor.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the thing about it. They're not using those accounts for anything. They change all the details. They change it to an ru.ru email address. I thought about when I read that. I was like, we should do a level one segment that's .ru.
Oh.
But like, what could she do with technology? Maybe try to eat it?
Well, I think, didn't we talk about having her do the pee buzzer?
Yeah.
That's wow. Well, she pees outside now, so.
She peed in the office.
Only because she was excited to meet you, not because she had to go outside.
Now, I've always said this, and there's video evidence that I've always said it. Do not put bumper stickers on your car. That's the stupidest thing that
really
you can do. Because whatever your bumper sticker is, it's probably going to piss somebody off. And when they're driving... They can kill you.
Got to keep a low profile.
So this is kind of like that, but about laptops.
Yeah, putting stickers on your laptop is probably a bad idea. I do a fair amount of traveling, and I can confirm that, you know, just the mental picture of people that are going through airport security that have to take their laptop out of the bag, more often than not, there's some stickers on that laptop.
They also talk about, like, you know, some people are dumb enough to put like "I love Bitcoin" stickers on their laptop. Yeah, you're gonna get hacked. Yeah, don't do that. But political is the worst. Political stickers are the absolute worst because you think about the modern political landscape. You've just guaranteed to piss off half the population, and it's a bitter hatred. People hate the other side. You know, so yeah, stay away from those.
Ryan hates everybody, regardless. As long as they have a bumper sticker, it just automatically changes.
That's true. I don't judge. Although, I have been known to not let Bernie stickers merge.
That's the next mod. Like, Gabe Newell has hats. Take Two Interactive for Grand Theft Auto needs bumper stickers.
Isn't that a thing?
That's true.
You're right. There's not
that would be a good idea. Well, you need more graphical fidelity.
Yeah.
To be able to easily read those. Maybe with the touring cards, we can get into that.
Nice.
Well, we've talked about all the things that they track, and this one's not new, but it's a new place for it. And that is the good old body scanners, which have proved, what was their like percentage of effectiveness? It was tragically low.
For cancer? It's really high.
No, but for actually detecting things
actually
that people are smuggling
to
in.
Yeah, no.
Not super good. Effective. Well, they're coming to the LA subway.
Yeah, this is exciting. Apparently, the deal with this, though, is that unlike airports, they're just going to surreptitiously be there and scanning people as they move about, which I didn't think the range on those was very good.
Well, they have the turnstiles, so they probably just mount them on the turnstiles, right?
Oh, well, obviously.
Yeah, so somebody could be watching.
Is this, I mean...
No. This is like the military-industrial, you know, like security-industrial. Somebody wanted a contract, and they made some political donations, and...
Oh, my pearls!
Here we go.
Oh, no!
My pearls.
And speaking of that, the police body cameras. Now, I happen to love police body cameras. but it's not why you think. It's because of the Police Activity YouTube channel, which is fantastic entertainment.
I bet they're having monetization problems.
Oh, my God. So many crackheads getting shot on that channel. So many.
Well, it turns out that those body cams are Internet of Things devices, and they're not really super secure.
Not only can you get into these with no authentication, meaning that you could modify footage if you were so inclined, but they join the network in a very predictable manner, meaning that you could observe it and tell where all the cops are going.
Hmm. Oh.
And turning their cameras on.
Yeah, not the best.
Seems like that would end badly.
Not great. Now, they tested VView, Patrolize, FireCam, Digital Ally, and CSC. I think Axios is the big one. And they're not mentioned. So maybe they're okay.
They're probably not okay. Having worked on some of their stuff.
But, yeah. Body cams. Great watches on YouTube. Not so sure about the security.
it's a major plot point in a lot of sci-fi that, the antagonist or the protagonist has software that in real time erases them from whatever surveillance and security footage there is. And this is why. I mean, the surveillance cams of the future are going to have, the NVIDIA ray tracing thing built in and as much computational horsepower as that 32-core Threadripper. So it's like, we're going to load some software on here that real-time removes me from the footage. That's plausible.
And it'll already be tied into face recognition.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to think about, government service. Like, we have to have spooks and spies and things like that, and they're going to need that technology to function in a future where there is no privacy.
You know what's going to be great about that? Is we can use it like they did to detect vampires. So if somebody's at your door, you hit them with your outdoor camera and you run it through that database. If they disappear, it's like, oh, that's NSA. Don't answer that door.
You don't know if it's NSA or if it's MI6 or if it's the Russians or Mossad. It's one of those.
Doesn't matter.
You don't know which.
Doesn't matter which one it is. Head to the spider hole.
Joke's on you. I don't answer the door for anybody.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, we talked about the Alphabet agencies having hacked VPNs as long ago as 2006 and OpenVPN being a little bit of a problem. And, well, here's why.
It turns out that, so this is Voracle, I guess, but it turns out that it's a bad idea to compress things before sending them over a VPN. And especially if the attacker can control or inject content on a particular web page so that they know what the encrypted contents of a particular thing should be.
Yep. This only affects you if you compress before it goes over the TLS. Here's the bad news. OpenVPN does that by default.
Yeah. And they put a warning up, but they didn't change the default behavior.
That's
so
weird.
That is a little weird.
It's a weird choice. I mean, I'm sure it affects performance, but
does OpenVPN get their funding again?
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Where does Tor get its funding again?
So, yeah, it affected OpenVPN and one other VPN provider, and the other people fixed it, but like you say, OpenVPN didn't. Now, they do talk about how most VPN providers will give you a selector of do you want to use OpenVPN or some other kind of thing, so use the other one for now.
Our next story is exciting.
We've entered into nonsense.
Put your mouth on the curb. We've entered into nonsense.
Now, this could be a robot story, but I felt it was more nonsensical because there are no details, but how is this going to work?
Well, have you ever been to the Hall of Presidents at Disneyland?
American History X director to cast robot as lead actor in next film.
So they've got this robot that's wearing Trump hair, but looks a lot like Hillary.
Is it Cosmo?
No, at the Hall of Presidents at Disney.
Oh, I was hoping that he would cast Cosmo. Cosmo's really been looking for a break.
Well, see, here's what I don't understand. They talk about robot, but then they talk about AI. So are we talking about somebody that's going to be rendered into the movie? Or a literal animatronic robot?
A literal animatronic robot would be much more impressive. But I imagine maybe he's talking about CGI.
I don't think it would be impressive at all. It would look ridiculous.
That's why I think it would be impressive. I'd be more impressed with the boldness of the man for choosing to do that.
This guy apparently also mentioned this story. He did American History X, which is, in case Apparently, that's one that Chris has seen.
I've not seen it, but I know that scene.
Oh, my God.
I know that scene. Put your mouth on the curb. I learned what curb stomping was from that.
So, anyway.
Don't Google it.
This guy directed American History X. It's a pretty good movie. And he took his name off of it because they edited out too much of it. And he felt it ruined it.
Hmm.
When it's hyper-violent. So I wonder if it was like way more hyper-violent.
And he was just like, that one clip I've seen, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a disturbing moment in movie history.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't spoil it for you. But there's one scene in American History X where it's just like, ooh, it's one of those things where...
You just have just, a guttural, not guttural.
It's like watching a paper cut and it's just like, ooh.
Oh.
I can imagine that's very unpleasant.
A visceral reaction.
But he also talked about, he might have tipped his hand a little bit because he was like, I feel like I might get an Academy Award for casting a robot.
Oh, it's Oscar bait.
Yeah.
It's bait. Ooh, it's a big one.
But that'll be interesting to see.
That pales in comparison to this. I don't know. We've got to stop everything that we're doing. We need to fly to Germany and help them with this problem.
So Germany, you know, they've got some problems in the government. They've got a bit of a migrant crisis. They've got Merkel is not able to govern effectively
dogs.
Because, you know, you get all the different governments forming, but their biggest problem, the most major of all the problems, is this one.
Germany lacks a plan in case of alien contact. Germany has no protocol to follow in the event of contact of life from outer space. Research has shown that if aliens did show up on Earth, humans would actually be happy to meet them. What research?
Yeah, who researched that? And how do you research? Like,
yes. There is no way to research. I guess you call some people up. It's like, hey, bro, how would you feel if some aliens
landed? It's a telemarketer call. Hello.
I'm looking at when that's happened historically, like from people from one continent showed up on another continent. That hasn't gone well.
As Germany's finding out. So America, it turns out, does have.
Oh, yeah, I could see them preparing for that.
But ours is purely invasion repellent. It's like, if they're coming, we're killing them.
Welcome to Earth. It took Independence Day. Like, that's what it's based on. The whole plan is just Independence Day.
So, yeah, but Germany, you know, and it so fits into that German stereotype of, like, you know, pure efficiency, no humor, no imagination. It's like aliens. What? No.
Oh, see, I would think that they would plan, like, have some sort of plan for that because Germans are known for their planning.
But it's totally outside the realm of possibility. So we're not even gonna think about that because it doesn't make any sense to think about that.
Oh, God, I'm torn. If you're German, answer below.
This week's engagement challenge.
Well, here's a story that I put in purely for Krista's benefit because Wendell and I, of course, being the superior gender. Don't suffer from this.
Hang on. I'll do a sample right here in the studio.
Ooh. She left her chair.
To go get my smartphone.
Here we go.
That's not
good.
Oh. It doesn't fit.
That's about, what, 80%? 75%?
Yeah, it's definitely, it doesn't fit. It does fit in the back pocket, which I'm not going
to
show
you. Yeah, but you don't want to sit on your phone.
Yeah, that's a good way to break it. Especially one of those Samsungs, they can't wait to explode.
Or the Apple with the bendy screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You would instantly get a bendy phone.
So women's pockets just simply do not fit smartphones, and this is a crisis.
It is annoying. I mean, I usually have a purse, but like, I would like to not have a purse 100% of the time.
Now, I've heard, and I don't remember where I read this, but I've read that the life hack for this is to buy jeans in the young boys section.
I've heard that. I've never tried it, but I'm kind of interested now.
Because apparently they're the same size and the same cut and everything, if you get like the skinny jeans, but they have massive regular pockets.
Do they still sell skinny jeans for young boys? Is that like a popular
You know, it's
trend?
Been a long time since I've shopped in the young boy jeans section.
Well,
maybe our viewers can tell us.
There was kind of like an emo phase when I was like in high school, but I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Level one...
Fashion?
Pants experiment? Join the Patreon now at patreon.com.
If you're a young boy or if you know a young boy who you've bought pants for, tell us more about whether they're skinny jeans because I need to know.
Now,
do they make skinny cargo pants?
Those are totally out of style.
Cargo. Well, they don't think they make skinny cargo pants because
then you couldn't put any cargo in them.
Yeah, there'd be no space.
Well, we can all agree that the number one problem in Germany is alien invasion. Because they've got no plan.
They've got no plan.
But what's number two?
What could be number two, and this is a dark story.
This is a very dark story.
But it is also kind of like kind of entertaining in a very, very dark way.
It's a dark story where you're going to laugh and then you're going to feel really bad for laughing.
But, well, German children are drowning. But why are they drowning? Well, it's because of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
This
they went swimming.
This story from The Guardian attributes that rise in the rate of drowning to lifeguards and parents using their phones.
Yeah, so when your children are swimming...
I'd say this probably goes in the U.S. as well, but...
Pro parenting tip. When your children are swimming or doing other activities that could lead to death, maybe pay attention to them.
Maybe
stop texting for 10 minutes. Or ever how long it takes for them to finish their swim.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, say you are just texting someone, like you're texting your spouse, like, hey, what do you want for dinner? And I've heard that drowning can happen very quickly. So, I mean, you have to have,
I think so, you have to have
some sympathy. Because it's like, you know, you look down for 5 seconds and then.
Maybe operate a buddy system where it's like, hey, I'm going to text. You watch the kid. And then you pass it off.
Yeah, or if or you could not get, a strong swimmer, maybe they have to wear floaties.
You could get together in a cluster of parents and take turns observing all the children.
Yeah.
This article seems to indicate that the rate of drowning is on the rise as a result of technology.
Yeah.
Which, that's terrifying.
Statistically, that's true. Now, of course, correlation is not causation, as we all know, but there's the numbers. Do with them what you will. Now, the last story, I'm going to introduce it with one word. Teledildonics.
There goes the monetization. the Ars Technica article just...
What are these people holding?
The headline here was really clever. Good job, Cyrus.
Yeah, they're not holding... This is just a stock photo. That's like, you know, is the ether, the Wi-Fi. They're experiencing it in VR.
I like the apparent source of the Wi-Fi.
They do both appear to be holding giant phalluses. So the story here is that there has been a patent troll for 20 years who has had a death grip on the Internet of Things sex toy industry. And they won't let anybody build them without going after them with patent suits. Well, good news, it's just expired.
So if you've been waiting.
Waiting to get your hands on some teledildonic technology, now is the time.
Oh, the EFF said, at least startups in this space won't immediately get sued.
Turns out they have sued something like 11 companies. Because you can tell a lot of people are like, oh, I've got a good idea, as if no one else has ever thought of it.
Yeah.
Now, these guys came up with this patent, like we said 20 years ago. We have to show off the original patent.
Radio transmitter.
Sexual stimulation device. The old SSD.
Oh, no. Oh, there's going to be a new code for things in the lounge on the level 1 forums.
The idea here is that you can have a device that can be activated over the internet or with some sort of interactive entertainment.
And before that's hacked.
I can't think of anything else to say about
that. Can you scroll through the pictures there? They can't see it right now, but...
I don't think they have any pictures of...
Oh, it's just more
of it. Oh, there's more of it.
Yeah.
Look at the size of this thing.
I like the reel-to-reel setup. It's like, oh, we've got the reel-to-reel backup.
Oh, look at these little CRT monitors. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh. Nice little flow chart there.
We'll put that on one of our patent mouse pads.
Whoa, oh, does that say... If penile, if anal. Oh my God, this retro trove.
They did user experience charts.
This should be a t-shirt. You're allowed to make t-shirts out of this stuff,
right?
It's public access.
We've done the patent t-shirts in the past.
That's sleep event received. Oh God, that's good.
It's funny because I'm 12.
Oh, that's the end of it.
Is data proper format?
What a world we live in.
What a time to be alive.
I don't think we. I think that's got to be the end.
I'm going to take some M&M's to celebrate.
We'll see you next week.